Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we do celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. This is a unique kind of a day here today. It is National All Caps Day. Should I be screaming? Just as a spoof, apparently, on those folks that like to type in all caps or capitalize, you know, the first word. I kind of chuckle at some of these things. I have a friend of mine that is into Instagram and Twitter a lot, and three quarters of every message he has a hashtag in front of it. So I wonder if we're going to have an international hashtag day soon. I once sent him a message, and I put a hashtag in front of every single word in the message just as a spoof. But International Caps Lock Day was created in 2000, in Iowa. Began as a parody. It was intended to poke fun at those individuals who unnecessarily capitalized letters, words, and phrases. They became so popular with internet users that now they celebrate twice a year. Interesting that. Heck, I wonder if martinis, can they become very, very popular so I can celebrate twice a year? And, of course, we've got to have something to eat today. So it is National Tapioca Day as well. So we'll celebrate with a little tapioca. Although a lot of what's going on in the news today is not worthy of celebration. Holy cow, started watching the news very early this morning, as I do every day. And it was one thing after another. And I knew that today was not going to be an exciting day. I'll get to that in just a minute. But in the news, Pat Summitt, coaches of in history, passed away today. That was not exciting news. Suffering from Alzheimer's. I've got some experience with watching somebody go through that. It is not a pleasant experience. Wish the best of prayers for her family. Then later in the morning, we saw Buddy Ryan, football coach, the architect of the 1985 Chicago Bears defense, passed away this morning. Again, not an exciting message to report, but one that's a little closer to home, a little nearer and dearer to my heart. Today will mark the first time I've been going to the Chapman College, later became Chapman University, economic forecast. And I've been going since probably 1982, 1983, 1981, somewhere in there. Been going all these years. It's always been delivered by Jim Doty and Essie Adibi. Well, Dr. Adibi, Essie, as many of us called him fondly, passed away in April and obviously won't be there. So they are doing the forecast update today in his memory. The most exciting of times going there. We will remember, we will celebrate his life. But again, Essie Adibi passed way, way too soon. He was 62 years old. Coming over here, unfortunately smoked a lot, not one of the things I would recommend, but had a stroke and never recovered from it. So it's not going to be an exciting day, but I will be reporting from there. I will be sharing with you the information that comes out of the forecast, what they're saying. How is Brexit going to impact what they've already forecast? What does it mean to you? So we'll have a lot of in-depth coverage of that tomorrow, or a little more coverage on that tomorrow as well. Moving right along, so we get some economic news out today. Final reading, first quarter GDP came out, 1.1%, anemic. Yeah, not good news. That was not the information that one would like to see. But first quarter GDP, 1.1%. That is the final reading. The previous reading was 0.8%. Yikes. Case-Shiller came out with their home price index. Again, they come out with their report on a regular basis as well. So we do have that Case-Shiller. Home prices climb as seven cities set new records. That's the Case-Shiller report that was released this morning. And again, one of the areas that they're talking about is the index increased 5.4% in April over a year earlier, but they're still talking about the idea that there is not enough inventory on the market. The shrinking inventories of homes for sale boosted prices, while a healthy job market and historically low mortgage rates have kept demand from potential buyers strong during the month. Number of listings has fallen 5.7% from a year ago. The number of listings fallen 5.7% from a year ago, according to the National Association of Realtors. Home prices rose in all 20 major housing markets, with double-digit annual increases in Portland and Seattle. Those areas, I guess, are leading the country in the housing. Looking at additional where the markets are doing this morning, we've been chatting about the markets on a regular basis. U.S. 10-year Treasury is up a tick this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up a little bit right now. Well, I should say a little bit. It's 146 points relative or compared to what it's done the last two trading sessions. Up 146 is pretty good. Oil up 90 cents a barrel. Gold down $6.60 an ounce. Here's the big issue, though, and I started to talk about this yesterday. I did not get a chance to get into it too fully. Is we're looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury, and right now it's trading at 1.46. Why is it at 1.46? What does that mean? Well, money's coming in from other parts of the world into what is perceived as the safe haven. That would be the United States Treasury. Well, when the money comes in, that creates additional demand. There is no additional supply. So as the demand goes up, the prices go up, and by mathematics, the yield drops. So we're right now at a 1.46 yield. Now, here's where I wanted to get into is the German 10-year has got a negative yield. If you put your money into the German 10-year, you don't get all of it back if you hold to maturity. You're going to lose 11 basis points, 11 basis points. In Japan, you lose double that, 22, 23 basis points. That's why the money's coming here. Now, what is important there is to know that there's generally a 50 to a 100-point spread between the German 10-year and the U.S. 10-year. I did this in our mortgage market update yesterday. If you didn't catch that, I don't have time to do that on the broadcast. But I did share that on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio, or Ron Siegel One on YouTube. You can get it either place there. But here's the issue that you need to know is if there's normally a 50 to 100 basis point spread between the two, that would mean the U.S. should be at about a 0.39 to a 0.89 on our yield, 0.39 to 0.89, if we maintained our historic parity. Why aren't we there? That means the U.S. 10-year should either come down or the German 10-year should go up. But somewhere I think that our 10-year is going to continue to drop, which means mortgage rates should continue to drop, kind of where we're heading right now in the marketplace. Just a thought for you. Again, I've been sharing with people that ask my opinion. Not everybody does. But those who do ask my opinion, I've been telling them, get your loan applications in right now. You may or may not be ready right now to act, but if you don't have it in, you're not going to be able to act. You won't be able to lock that second, that minute when it's all appropriate for you, just because the queues are going to be so big that people are, the line's going to be so big, people aren't going to be able to get in there. Moving right along, additionally, the more fun stuff out of the University of North Carolina. Microaggressions. University of North Carolina has been infected with a microaggression pandemic. These are some of the terms. They did a study on this to find out terms that bother people. For instance, only having male and female as a gender option on forms is considered to be microaggression because it implies fit into the gender binary and select among these predefined categories. Really? University of North Carolina? Aren't you above that? If you ask somebody or you say to somebody, nice shoes, that is microaggression because you're concerned with their appearance as opposed to their intellect. Christmas vacation, round of golf, those are also, according to the University of North Carolina, microaggressions. I think I better go get out some of my aggressions right now. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the gap between homeowners and appraisers' opinion narrows slightly, resolving rescoring versus repairing for credit, costly mortgage misunderstandings. And there is a report out that identity theft, it's a matter of when, not if. Chat about all of that today and more. You can reach us at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And remember, if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 210037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to see how they can help you, get you the information that you need to make an educated decision about your real estate. You can't make an educated decision without being educated first. And I'm going to suggest to you, I was looking at some valuations for some listeners yesterday, and the variance between some of these different sites, Zillow and Appraisal and a couple others I was looking at, the variance in property values is just staggering. Just a thought there. And one of the other things you need to know, the gap between homeowners and appraisers' opinions. This is a big issue all the time. Quicken does a study on this to see what the difference is between what homeowners' opinions of value come in at versus what an appraiser's opinion of value comes in at. How do they do this study? Well, they're looking at loans that come in, and they compare that. Actually, probably, just my guess, will probably go to one of these servicing companies like a Ellie Mae. Maybe they have their own internal methods. But what they do is they look and they say, okay, what is the property? What do properties go into contract at? So a buyer and a seller agree to sell a home for X dollars. Then they look and they see what is the appraised value of that property once an independent appraiser goes out and does the appraisal. Now, obviously, on private transactions, they don't have the data. If you're doing something where you don't need to get a loan, for instance, if you're paying cash, or, you know, so we've talked on here that there are those investors that we recommend that do private money transactions. They don't go through all the normal processes. They may not use a loan origination software system. They use their own versions. Well, if they don't use those, then these numbers don't get included in the data. But the vast majority of the loans or of the sales, about 70% of the sales, have a traditional loan. They have a traditional purchase agreement. It's called an RPA, residential purchase agreement. And they can go through and they can look and say, okay, what is the contract price? What is the appraised value? In today's housing market, where supply is very low and demand very high, home values are increasing rapidly. One major challenge is the appraisal, again, coming to the bank. Now, appraisers are always looking at history, and the history that they look at is almost always 30 to 45 days old. Why do I say it's 30 to 45 days old? Well, they generally want to be using, they're not using contract, they're not using properties that are in escrow. What they're looking at is the valuations. They might look at listings as a separate category on their report so that they can give an idea of market trends. But when they're looking at the numbers, they're basically looking what is already closed. Well, that which is closed, again, in most instances, now the appraiser in this instance can use private transactions. They can use cash transactions. They can use investor transactions. They can put everything into this because what they're going to do is they're going to go and look at the closed transactions, the public records of transactions that have already closed. Think about that. So, now, if it's already closed, that means it already went through escrow. Again, private money could be anywhere from 5 days up to a traditional loan. I think they're running about 44 days now. And then it takes a little bit of time from the time that it records, county recorder's office, till the time the appraisers have access to it. So say on hold, they're looking at data that's almost always going to be somewhere around 45 to 60 days old. Now, in an appreciating market, a hot market like we are in right now, again, the prices are going up. High, the supply is still low. I talked to you about that in the last segment. So the appraisers using that kind of data, they're going to be off, right? In the last month, May, the numbers came in, or at least the May report, showed that they were running 1.95% variance. April was 2.17% variance. You might say, well, 2% doesn't make a whole lot. Well, think about 2% on a $400,000 purchase. If you're not planning on coming in with an extra $8,000, Well, now it starts meaning some money to you. June, the number came down to 1.89, is according to the report. The gap between the homeowner versus appraiser opinion has started to head in the right direction. Again, June's number is coming down from 1.95 to 1.89. Homeowners in the western part of the country, that's us, however, have been plentifully surprised as their homes have appraised higher than they expected. Denver received the highest reading last month as homes came in an average of 3.28% higher than the homeowner believed it would. Nine of the 12 metro areas that had a positive HPPI last month were located in the West. According to Quicken Loans chief economist, Bob Walters, his explanation, I'll just quote him. The hot housing markets along the West Coast are growing quicker than owners realize, giving way to higher than expected prices for buyers and more home equity for existing owners. On the other hand, the housing markets are more balanced in the East and Midwest, leading owners to be slightly overenthusiastic about their home's appreciation. Bottom line, every house on the market has to be sold twice, once to the prospective buyer and then to the bank through the bank's appraisals. With escalating prices, a second sale might be even more difficult than the first if you're planning on entering the housing market this year. We need to chat because you got to do this strategically. You got to know who to talk to, how to get the appraisal, get the appraisers as much information so they can make the best possible evaluation of value for you, for your homeowners, and so you can make the best decisions. That's why I share with you the real-time real estate segment. That's why I tell you just text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, P-E-A-R, 79564, and you can get the true value of your property, the true equity position of your property, what's happening in the marketplace right here, right now. So I shared with you earlier, if you were also on, if you followed us on Facebook on our previews this morning, that there's a report out. Advantage Credit does a great job of dealing with issues on a regular basis. They're what I would refer to as a credit aggregator. They go and they'll take all of the information that they can accumulate from the bureaus, Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, merge it into what they call a tri-merge report. And that's what lenders use to give you a credit score. And according to this report from Advantage Credit, identity theft is going to happen to us. It's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. I shared earlier in the year that my middle son, he was subject to it simply because he had a job at Sprouts. He worked there. Their information was hacked. The social security, their W-2 forms were all hacked. And lo and behold, my son's information was corrupted or stolen. Somebody filed a tax return using his information. He goes to file his tax return and comes back saying from the IRS saying, "You've already filed. We did send you a notice saying that we have your report. We don't believe the accuracy of it." So he didn't lose a whole lot, but at least then they got them the LifeLock option. Again, I share with you that. Go to creditsanitizer.com. They have an option there for you to get LifeLock there. But no matter how well you protect yourself, chances are at some point you will become a victim of some sort of identity theft. It is virtually impossible, no matter what you do, that you will be 100% protected. In reality, your identity probably already has been stolen and just not used yet. According to the FBI, there have been over 800 million security breaches, and there are only around 320 million people in this country. So think about that. 800 million breaches, how many are stolen with each breach? And there's 320 million people in the country. So maybe there's a lot of people that have your information. What are some of the biggest forms of identity theft? Data breaches, we talked about that. In 2015 alone, there were 781 data breaches, which affected almost 200 million people. Here are some of the biggest offenses. Medical identity theft. This can affect your coverage, benefits, and could prevent you from getting serious medical treatment or tests needed. Tax returns. That was one my son got. 2015 was known as the year of tax refund theft. The IRS stopped over 19 million fraudulent tax returns and more than $63 billion in fraudulent refunds. Account takeover. This is probably one of the most prevalent and easiest forms of identity theft. You write a check to someone, even to one of your utility companies, and the person who receives that check goes online to a check printing service, uses your account and routing number to print out 100 or 200 checks. By the time you receive your next bank statement, there could have been hundreds or even thousands of dollars missing from your checking account and or online credit, especially if it's not something you check often. And social media, people are way too forthcoming with information about themselves when it comes to social media, making it a playground for potential identity thieves. What do you do? We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. More about identity theft when we come back. Rescoring versus credit repair. We'll talk about it. 8 costly mortgage misunderstandings. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low 3s. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to go over to the website and check it out. They've got right there on the top two button on the top two left side. You've got an annual version of credit repair, basically getting the information accurate. And you've got the next button over is a monthly version. It's going to still take you 4 to 6 months, but it gives you a lot more services there. I suggest you might want to look at that and just stay on that one long term, because it's also going to give you the LifeLock and be able to check your credit report and know what's on there. And you got to be doing this all the time. We've been chatting about the concept of identity theft this morning, and we're going to get back to that in just a minute. But here's the issue is, what are you doing to protect yourself? What are you doing to protect your family? So when we talk about credit, there are two different issues. There are rescoring versus credit repair. Are they the same? Well, no, they're absolutely not the same thing. We've all seen the ads. A company can erase your bad credit, and within 30 days or less, you can have an A-plus credit score. Is that true? In a skewed way, possibly, but only for a very short period of time, and it can actually backfire and hurt your credit score even more. One of the prohibited practices of the Credit Repair of the Credit Repair Organizations Act is in Section 404 sub 4B, payment in advance. No credit repair organization may charge or receive any money or other valuable consideration for the performance of any service which the credit repair organization has agreed to perform for any consumer before such service is fully performed. However, most credit repair companies charge $200 to $400 up front before any repair is performed. And how do they do this? Well, most is going to claim it's a sign-up fee or a service treatment fee, but it does not relate to services performed. By the text of the rule stated in the FTC, this is in direct violation of the Act, so be careful there. How does credit repair work? I'm going to share with you a couple of issues, credit repair and then versus credit restore. And sometimes what these companies will do is they'll charge you a retainer. That's how some of them work. But they also have a fee in many instances for setting up the file, getting ready to get you information so that you can do some of the work on your own. That's how some of them do this for you as well. So what is the difference between rescoring and repair? Rescoring is basically there's a modification or there's a slight change. Maybe something didn't get reported. Maybe you paid your credit bill. Maybe you're paying something strategically, and then you go to the credit bureau, you ask them if they can rescore based on information that may be inaccurate. And generally that's something that's inaccurate for a very, very short period of time. I'll give you an example. You have a $1,000 credit card with $1,000 limit, and you look at it and there's a $400 balance, and you decide, well, if I pay $105, that's going to get me below the 30% threshold that you've talked about many times, Ron. Yes, that will do it. And then you go in, you say, can you rescore this? I've made this payment. Or maybe you pay your bills off 100% after you get the bill. Now, there are some changes coming at the end of the year. Actually, I guess it's October. That will kind of nullify this a little bit, not completely, but a little bit. But say you pay your bill off, do you get a statement? Well, you don't get any benefit for doing that. You want to pay the bill right before the statement closing date. The due date is irrelevant. Pay the bill right before the statement closing date. That'll get you the most benefit on your FICO scores. Well, you go in, say, after you've already got the statement, you make that change that I just talked about, call the bureaus, they can rescore this, and that will solve your problem. Now, next month, if you pay your bill the same way you did last month before you knew about what I just shared with you, well, it's going to go right back down again, and you're not going to have to worry. You're not going to have that benefit. So that's rescoring. It's short-term. Credit repair is generally going in and saying, you know something, there are inaccuracies on the report. For instance, you've had a credit card for 10 years, but it shows there as only 47 months of reporting. Well, that's inaccurate. And you get a benefit for having that card all the report's going to show is 99. It doesn't go above 99 months. But if you had it 10 years, obviously, that's more than 99 months. That is a credit repair item. If there are errors as far as your name, your address, maybe you've got somebody else's credit mixed in with your credit, all of those items are errors. Those are things that credit repair will address. Maybe you had something that was charged off in a bankruptcy and it's still reporting as being an open trade line and it's still got the inaccurate data. On a bankruptcy, they're supposed to put it into the charge off section. Yeah, I can say charged off, but they can't show that it was late payments or balance due or payments due. Those things are errors. Those things are items that credit repair will correct. Maybe you have the same item two or three times on your report. I see this all the time, especially American Express. You'll see that people have the same exact item on their report two or three times. Well, when they go to do a debt-to-income ratio, if that's not adjusted or corrected, it's going to really mess up somebody's debt-to-income ratio because they're going to say maybe they spend $2,000 on your American Express bill this month and you pay it off every month. Maybe it's got some business expenses or reimbursed employee expenses. Well, when that happens, you're going to end up having some debt on there, $2,000, $3,000. Say when you double that up, I've seen $7,000-$8,000 a month. And then it comes on there twice, and now you've got a person that has $14,000 in expenses. They pay it off every month. It's an American Express, so they don't get the benefit of certain types of American Express, which just shows a minimum payment like other credit cards do, because American Express in most of their cards is technically a charge card, not a credit card. And they're anticipating being paid in full at the end of the month or when, right between the statement closing date and the due date. They expect to get paid in full. Again, you're going to be much better off paying that right before the statement closing date. It's only going to be a matter of a few days, but it's going to help your credit report a lot. And if you're going to get a car or a house or anything else that uses a debt-to-income ratio, when they pull the debts in, you're going to show a zero on that trade line. It's going to help your credit score. So those are just a few of the different issues and a few of the different differences between rescoring your credit report and repairing your credit report. Now, again, there's a use and a time and a place for both. Again, the rescoring is generally going to be something that's a little bit more short-term. The repair, hopefully, is long-term because it's supposed to be done where the bureaus are supposed to report only that which is complete, accurate, and verifiable. Here's another one of the items that is generally an error on a credit report. And I see so many people, they send out these dumb letters that say, it's not mine. Well, if it is yours, it is yours. Don't lie about it. Because then down the road, you're going to have a different problem. If there is an inaccuracy, and here's perfect inaccuracy. If a credit aggregator only shows, or if the bureau is only showing, say, four digits of your Visa account number, well, that's not complete. It's not accurate. So it needs to be corrected. If you have a bankruptcy and it doesn't show the judge's initials at the end, that's not complete. It needs to be corrected, to be removed. If it can't be verified as complete and accurate, it's supposed to come off. There's nothing that's mandatory on a credit report. The only thing that is mandatory is that if it's there, complete, accurate, and verifiable. All of those things need to take place. That's your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, and you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, identity theft. It's a matter of when, not if. What do you do about it? We started chatting about that in the last segment. Also, some costly mortgage misunderstandings. We'll chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. The off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage when you are ready for that next mortgage. Any mortgage. VIP has the programs, the products, a lot of different programs out there nowadays. And I was just while we were on at the break there looking at a very interesting article. And it's something that you just need to know about, especially right now. With the British vote that just came out last week to leave the European Union, interest rates have been plummeting. The mortgage rates have not followed, have not gone down as quickly as the bond, the 10-year Treasury has, but they are still going down. And I'm going to suggest to you that there's a lot of people right now, they're going to be looking to see, are they getting the best possible option for their family? Are they getting the best rates for their family? And I would have this conversation, if you're already in contract with somebody, have this conversation with your loan officer. Where is the market today? Now, in many instances, if you've got an experienced loan professional working with you, they can look at your rates, and there might be a method for them to get you a lower rate and save you some money. Now, maybe you can't get down to all the way down to what the market is, but they might be able to look and say, you know something, you were at X, now we can do the at Y. If we were just getting started today, it might be Z, but at least you'll save some money and have that conversation. If they're not looking at that on your behalf, you need to do what's best for your family. And again, give me a call. I'll let you know if they're giving you the best deal, and then stay right where you are. But 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Costly mortgage misunderstandings, some misconceptions to set straight. Now, number one, ignoring your credit score. We've been talking a lot this morning about credit. Your credit score has a major influence on the interest rate that lenders will offer you. If you don't have a good score, you got to look and see, number one, can you get it corrected and rescored? We were just talking about that in the last segment again. If you missed it, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. There are big, big differences there. Again, the difference between a 760 to 850 FICO score, you might get in the low threes. When you go to, you know, a higher score, you're going to be might be in the high threes, low fours. Now, that can mean some significant differences to you in your monthly payment. Thinking it's not worth shopping around for a mortgage, another one of those items. Now, I suggest to you, in some instances, it's a great idea to go shopping for a mortgage. The issue is not always going to be priced. It's who do you feel is going to be the one that serves your family best. And here's the issue. If you're talking about an eighth of a point, whether you're paying more or less, I would suggest to you, who cares? Right, you're talking about $10 or $15. It's talking about a couple of Starbucks every month. But here's the other part of it is are they watching out for what's in the best interest of you and your family on a long-term basis? Are you dealing with a long-term relationship, or is it just transactional? Are they looking and saying, yeah, I got this done for you, Mr. Jones. Once we get you out of here, I'm out. I'm off. I'm not going to ever talk to you again. One and done. I don't like that. Another one of those things to be careful of, getting a bigger mortgage than you can really afford. Now, I'm going to suggest to you, many people will stretch a little bit when it comes to their mortgage when they first get started. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing because you're going to be there a while. But don't live for the mortgage. Qualified, not getting pre-approved. You want to be pre-approved. Now, does that mean you're going to definitely get the loan? No. But there is a difference between getting pre-qualified and pre-approved. Pre-approved means the lender is doing quite a bit of work up front. They're looking at your tax returns. They're looking at your income. They're looking at your pay stubs. They're looking at your K-1s if you have them. They're looking at your expenses. They're looking at your credit, and they're running it through the automated underwriting systems to see if you qualify. Now, there are lenders that can manipulate that system. It's the same as any other system. Garbage in, garbage out. If they don't put in your expenses that are coming from your tax returns and they're found in processing or underwriting, well, you're not going to qualify and you're going to get bad data on that approval. That's why, again, I go back to what I said earlier, an eighth may not be a big difference in price if you can't get to the finish line. Getting the wrong kind of a mortgage, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, or do you want that 15-year? Do you want a 10-year? I don't like those adjustable rates versus fixed rates. Making a small down payment, I suggest that's in almost all instances in your best interest. The smaller the down payment, that'll fit you, the better. Why? Because keep your money and put it to work for you some other way. You get absolutely zero rate of return on home equity. Just mathematics. Now, I can't talk to you about emotion, but I can tell you that the home equity is zero rate of return. Again, paying off your mortgage early. I wonder why you want to. Again, if you've got a $400,000 house and you've got $300,000 in home equity, there are places where you can get safe, secure returns that have been historically in the 8% range. Mortgages right now in the threes and fours, why do you want to leave 5%, 4% on the table when you can get that money, have your money working for you? Now, if you like to work hard, and would rather have your money making zero for you, you know, have at it. That's your choice. I'm going to suggest to you there's better options. Thinking it's not worth refinancing. Again, I am a proponent of getting the money out of your property and getting it working for you. I am also a proponent of taking advantage of the market. When you can save money on your mortgage, why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you do it? That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. Some costly misunderstandings within the mortgage world. So we were chatting earlier about identity theft, what you should do. And again, the concept here is that the FBI is telling us that chances are we've already been, our data has already been stolen. The question is, what do you do? First off, shred. Did I happen to say shred? Yeah, don't throw away credit statements. Don't go throwing away bank statements. When you get the promotional offers from the banks and credit cards, don't just throw them away. Shred them. Because if you've got one of those offers from a bank, they've already pulled your credit. They've already got the data. So when you go in and you put in that special code number that says you were already pre-approved, can't anybody do that? Use credit cards, not debit cards, to make purchases. Credit cards have more protection than debit cards. You could end up actually being liable for any charges you didn't make with a debit card, and it could take longer to recoup lost money from a bank from any fraudulent charges. Be careful with the information you put out on social media, including pictures. Don't put your address and phone number on social media. Might be fun, not a good idea. When you post that you're going to Hawaii for a week, somebody, if they've been tracking you, they know where you live, they know you're gone. Not a good idea. If you do pay your bills with a check, mail them from inside the post office. Don't put them out in your mailbox. That's very simple to steal. Don't put them in the blue boxes on the corner. That's easy to get into also. Have a credit monitoring service. Not a bad idea. I've shared that with you before. Again, our friends over at Credit Sanitizer, they have LifeLock on there for you, but they also have the credit monitoring in that top middle button. I think it's like $87 a month or something like that. There is not a 100% guarantee that at some point your identity won't be compromised, but hey, at least make it a little bit more difficult for a thief. Don't make it easy for them. Make them work for it. If they're going to hack you, make them at least work for the information they're getting, and do whatever you can to protect yourself, protect your family. That's just a little bit of a thought there for you. Again, taking a look at the markets today, there are options out there for those of you who are looking to buy a home, refinance a home. Again, we're looking at the Dow Jones up 155 today. The U.S. 10-year Treasury still hovering there in some very, very low market numbers. And I'm going to suggest to you again, watch what type of loan you have. If you've already gotten a loan or if you've gotten locked in, check it to see if you've got the best possible option for your family. I'm just out there sharing the information. Again, if you want a second opinion, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to share a second opinion with you to see if we can give you some input there. And also be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only spot items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.